Recently, scientists announced the mapping of the human genome. The effort to map the genes of animals is far behind the Human Genome Project, but it's making rapid progress. Cattle, for example, have about 70,000 genes. James Womack, an animal geneticist at Texas A&M University, estimates scientists have identified about 12,000 of them.
That number is changing so rapidly, I hate to even use it, because we learned at this meeting that several thousand partial gene sequences, several tens of thousand partial gene sequences have recently been deposited in databases. Those are in the process of being mapped. So probably before this group meets again in 2 years, we'll have, I wouldn't be surprised if we have 10,000 genes mapped.
Opponents of biotechnology fear such knowledge will be used to create animals with genes from other species, so-called transgenic animals. Scientists have already created transgenic plants, such as corn, with a gene from bacteria. But Womack says the goal of mapping genomes is not to create transgenic animals. He says if scientists can identify a gene or group of genes responsible for desirable traits, they can select just those animals with the desired genes for breeding.
Most of what we're doing with animal genomics is targeted toward natural breeding processes. We're not, there may be eventually be some applications to embryo technologies and transgenics, but for right now we're simply interested in getting the combinations of naturally occurring variation together that give us the healthier and the better animals.
But even if most scientists use genomic research to aid in traditional breeding, some members of the public are still concerned about the research's potential uses. Larry Shook, director of the University of Minnesota's Food Animal Biotechnology Center, says there needs to be open public dialogue about genomics research and its applications. He was asked by members of the press if he had a message for the protesters.
I think there's a lot of shared concern in the sense of doing the right thing. And doing the right thing is, I think I speak for the colleagues I know in a society, is what everybody wants to do.
The outgoing president of the International Society for Animal Genetics, Aki van der Zepp, says scientists are already grappling with the ethical questions raised by transgenic animals.
And I've come across that myself, that some of my staff said, I do not wish to be involved in this type of experiment, even, you know, if everything is okayed by the university or the institute, by parliament, and so on. And you in my view, but that's my personal view, you cannot make people do that particular work.
Van der Zepp said the society has drawn up a set of guidelines to ensure that scientists use the technology in ethical ways. She says the public also needs to have a say in guiding how the research is applied. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.